Walt Maddox, M-A-D-D-O-X, Mayor, City of Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Stephon Lewis, candidate for mayor.
These are the two names Tuscaloosa voters will see on the ballot for mayor. Maddox is the incumbent and Lewis is the challenger. 40 minutes away, a similar race is underway.
Randall Woodfin, candidate for mayor of Birmingham.
Woodfin is running against incumbent William Bell. While Woodfin and Lewis are newcomers to the mayoral game, Walt Maddox's name is already being mentioned in conversations about higher office. As a Democrat, he might see some resistance in a red state. Mr. Woodfin knows his pain.
It's no secret. I was the state director for Hillary Clinton for Alabama, so clearly I'm a Democrat.
Mr. Woodfin sees success for Democrats as a three-step process: money, organizing, and message.
Message will beat money and organization. If you got all three, kicking ass.
Democrats will also have to appeal to people like Tuscaloosa candidate Stephon Lewis, who doesn't identify with one party or the other.
I might want, you know, free college for everybody, but that doesn't mean that I have to like abortion. You know, it's all these different things that tie into parties that, you know, is like it's some big jigsaw puzzle that all your pieces fit, and all people's pieces don't fit into either party.
Mayor Maddox sees one area in particular where Democrats can start to appeal across party lines, even in a state that voted overwhelmingly for Donald Trump.
Right now we have 50 local hospitals and rural hospitals in our state that the expansion of Medicaid could help bolster them, continue the strength, the economic vitality of that hospital, and provide health care in their region.
Maddox thinks this is an issue of not getting out to the right audience, whether it's red or blue.
To me, the Democrats are on the right side of the issue. Why aren't we out there in Lowndes County talking about it? Why aren't we out there in Madison County talking about it? Why aren't we out there in Lawrence County or Limestone County talking about that?
Mr. Woodfin attributes some of Democrats' success in Tuscaloosa and Birmingham to demographics. In particular, he feels they've done a good job appealing to African Americans and black women in particular. As Tuscaloosa's first black candidate for mayor, Mr. Lewis would like to work to increase representation for those groups.
We're going to have a real sense of diversity. You know, we can't get around women's issues. We can't get around abortion if the whole panel is men. We can't get around diversity if the whole power structure is white.
Mr. Lewis is also concerned about economic inequality, a worry Randall Woodfin shares.
Birmingham is a great city, and currently we are a tale of two cities. For all the growth we are experiencing in one centered location, which is downtown, we are also experiencing a high rate of crime.
In both towns, another subject besides equality and healthcare is getting a lot of attention.
We need to declare a state of emergency around education. That's not a school board issue alone. That's not a parent issue alone. That is a village project, which includes your mayor and council. We have to engage at that level as well.
Woodfin served as a school board member and is currently an attorney for the city of Birmingham.
Well, I was an administrator with the school system. I was executive director of personnel. And so my master's is in public administration.
Maddox was also a city councilor when he ran the first time. The resume got him elected then. Now he has 12 years of experience as mayor to add. His opponent brings experience as an activist in the community.
My experience is in leadership, bringing people together, white, black, to help people to benefit others more than we benefit ourselves.
Mr. Lewis's campaign had an unusual challenge. He had to get his voting rights restored due to a 25-year-old felony conviction.
I've had mothers and fathers and cousins and brothers and sisters reached out to me about, well, this happened to my brother, or this happened to my father, or this happened to, so how did you go about getting them back? And to tell them, you know, the process of going to the probation and parole office, what forms to get filled out, and how to get started, you know, this turned into something totally different.
Lewis says his quest to overcome his felony conviction gave him the chance to put the issue of voting rights out to former prisoners. Now, he's just facing the challenge for beating a familiar incumbent. In Birmingham, Randall Woodfin knows that feeling too.
Running against an incumbent is an official game changer because you have people, even if they acknowledge things are wrong, even if they want change, even if they say the city needs change, they are hesitant to be vocal about that for fear of pettiness or vindictiveness or being outcast or blackballed by the current administration. The plain language, that sucks, right? It's unfair. Shouldn't be that way.
Mr. Woodfin doesn't like the idea of career politicians. Walt Maddox disagrees.
My decision to stay is not mine. It's the people of Tuscaloosa. And if I wasn't doing a good job, I certainly believe they would probably send me home.
Mr. Woodfin does make one exception.
Walt Maddox is different. I don't consider him a career politician. he is a different breed. And people like him should be allowed to stay in office as long as they want. You know why? Because he is busting his ass to help the people of Tuscaloosa.
Maddox wants to build a political career past his time as mayor, but he has some conditions.
Number one, could my family survive such a challenge? How would that impact Stephanie? How would that impact Taylor? How would that impact Eli? Number two, if I were elected to that office, could I govern? I love being mayor because I can actually get things done. Solutions to problems don't boil themselves down to being a Republican or Democrat. And number three, could I win the election?
At any level, Mayor Maddox has some advice for those getting into politics. It's not all glamour.
The mayor, quite frankly, the duties of the mayor are not very sexy. I mean, 80% of your time, you're running the day-to-day activities of one of the largest corporations in Alabama.
In the end, it will come down to the voters. For Maddox and Lewis, that's today. Lewis is excited.
When my wife, you know, tries to say, where you want to go on vacation? And I'm like, baby, I can't see anything past March 7th. Please stop asking me about any dates past March 7th.
Polls in Tuscaloosa will remain open until 7 p.m. Birmingham elects their local officials on August 22nd. For APR News, I'm Allison Mullenkamp in Tuscaloosa.